This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of, you know my favorite saying? I mean it, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. And the best way to do that, frankly, is to get out there and engage. Find out what's going on in your neighborhood. Find out what you could do to help a person. Yeah, see, here we go. Listen to the Real Side on GCN Live. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's so much you can do up there to get involved and get engaged. We've got a lot to cover in what I would say is a relatively short period of time. Alfonso and Rachel are going to join us right after the break. I know you guys love it. I love what he's on, too. You know, we get a lot of God talk. Kind of calm me down a little bit. You know, should we be backing the badge? Especially when they're enforcing the law. I mean, some people think we just back the badge because we're hardcore righties. And the controlled media is pushing Biden as president against the Constitution. We don't know yet, do we? Until the Electoral College comes through, we don't know. And you hear these people talking all the time and, you know, throwing out these terms like God is above our politics. What does that mean? I'm serious. What does that actually mean? And when people say it, it drives me nuts because, again, unless there's a purpose behind it, you can prove it scripturally, don't just toss it around. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, some of you know that I am on a school board in California. And I know, right? That right there should make you cringe. But get a little further along here. The school boards in California, up and down the state, all of them now are banning books for all intents and purposes. You can call it what you want. No, we're reevaluating. We're reimagining our curriculum. It's not what they're doing at all. Because some of these books, according to them, make kids uncomfortable. You know, I constantly have done this show now over a dozen years. And the experts come on, and people come on, and I constantly hear our kids aren't equipped to cope. They can't cope. They don't know how to cope. You know why they don't know how to cope? Because you never give them anything to cope with. Do you know how our immune systems build themselves up? Guess what? They're introduced to whatever it is they have to fight off. That's one way the body, God designed the body. So it would know, it would build up, it would build up, what, antibodies or whatever? And then it would be able to push back and fight back. Now, wouldn't it? No. So let's do that with our kids. Let's not give them anything to push back and fight back on. Let's fight all the battles for them and then wonder why they curl up into a ball and hide in a corner when adversity comes. City of Burbank, California, will no longer be able to teach a handful of classic novels, including Harper Lee's To Kill a Mockingbird. Concerns have been raised by, now, a few parents. Not a bunch of parents, just a couple. This is what I'm talking about. See, you don't. I don't want to discount certain communities, certain groups. I don't mean to at all. But why do we change everything for a small percentage? Middle and high school English teachers in Burbank, California, the United School Unified School District received the news during a meeting on September 9th. Until further notice, teachers in the area will not be able to include on their curriculum Harper Lee's To Kill a Mockingbird, Mark Twain's The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn, John Steinbeck's Of Mice and Men, and Theodore Tyler's The K. Oh, and let's not forget Mildred Taylor's Roll of Thunder. Now, four parents, three of whom are black, they challenged the classic novels for alleged potential harm to the district's roughly 400 black students. Now, again, let me say this again. All right? I'm not discounting the 400 black students, but if you have 40,000 kids, you don't wipe out all these books for no reason. You want equality? Why don't you introduce books that show the other side of the issue? The other side. Why not have open conversation? Right? All but Huckleberry Finn have been required reading for students in the district for quite some time. Now, Carmenita Helliger said that her daughter, Destiny, was approached by a white student in a math class using a racial taunt, including the N-word. Look, taking these books away won't stop that. They're not getting that out of the book to decide that's how they're going to treat someone. They're learning this stuff at home. My argument has always been on the school board that we teach these kids, we take these kids that are racist, these little racist people, And what we're going to do, we're going to teach them how not to be racist. We're going to take them to the Holocaust Museum. We're going to do all these things. And then they get home, and they hear exactly what it is we're trying to teach them is not good. I've always said, bring the parents in too. Anti-bullying, anti-racism, all these things, bring the parents in as well. Make it a family affair. It doesn't make any sense. Hey, let me ask Joe what he thinks about this. Don't go far. Got a lot more coming up on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. You'll listen to Real Side on TCN Live. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You know, you two girls have everything. You're tall and short and slim and stout and blonde and brunette. And that's just the kind of a girl I crave.
We are back. You're listening to Real Sound on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged, do something, make a change to your life. What do you, you know, what is it with you people? Anyway, I always appreciate the time you spend with me. I say that because, you know, so many of you are sending me notes like, the world is coming to an end. Right? Look at this, stealing this thing. Well, my first thing is to say, where were you? I mean, you're screaming about this after the fact. Where were you? All right? I mean, you could have been doing all kinds of stuff, poll watching, being around some of those buildings where they were dumping votes in the middle of the night. So where were you? And some of you were working it. That's cool. That's great. I'm glad to hear that. But again, I say, where were you? Anyway, Joe Mazzini, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. Let me bring in an expert on these and so many other issues, because, you know, I'm just the mouth around here. I bring people around who actually have a clue. So We have Alfonso Rachel joins me. He's the host of the Zopian Den, Anti-Funny Duddy Bible Study, and so much more. I mean that sincerely. I mean, he's got a music thing going on, right? And then tell him about yourself, Zo.
An expert. Brother, you are too kind, man. Thank you. I've But my website is bronzeserpentmedia.com, where I do have the Zopian Den, the House of the Anti-Funny Duddy Bible Study, the Zoloft, my music project, 20 Pound Sledge, and I got my audio book out there, Solid Right Cross, you know, so y'all can get that culture war coaching.
Now, did you take 26 hours to do your book like Barack Obama did?
No, I don't fancy myself as much of a book writer. I really don't. Man, the only reason why I wrote the book is because the shadow banning has been on me so hard for so many years. Yep. I was just like, man, I got to find another way to get my message out there. So I wrote a book. And like I said, that was a last resort, just trying to get my work out there to stay, with the messaging. But, it's out there. And, I still think it's still got pretty good message in it.
No, I'm sure it does. I thought it was interesting that I think Barack Obama broke a record a couple of weeks ago. He spent 27 hours straight in the studio doing his book. Think about something. How old? He's a young guy, right? He's still fairly young. Late 40s, early 50s, or something like that. I don't know, somewhere in there.
Yeah.
And he's written two 800-page autobiographies. I'm 61. I'm not so sure I could do that. Maybe 280-page biographies, but not 2 800. There's no way. So,
Like I've mentioned before, man. Maybe he's just trying to establish himself as he is the Messiah of the left. And hey, if Jesus can have like basically two books, he can have two books too.
Well, he's missing 58 though. You need 58 more,
All right.
All right. So let me tell you. So a couple weeks ago, the Burbank School District here in California, right, progressive California, they have decided to ban To Kill a Mockingbird, along with so many other books, like, To Kill a Mockingbird, Mark Twain's The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn, John Steinbeck's Of Mice and Men, The K, and Roll of Thunder. Now, reason behind this is that a couple of black parents stepped forward and talked about how their daughter was accosted with the N-word after they were taught about, or after they had read, Roll of Thunder, Hear My Cry. And I'm saying, those kids, now tell me if I'm wrong, those kids knew the N-word long before they read that book, didn't they?
They sure did. And if that's the case, they better make sure nobody's playing any rap music. They better ban all that rap music. Sorry. It's like, hey, and Joe, a lot of folks, even conservatives, we tend to really dislike rap music, but it's not the genre that we really dislike. It's the content in it.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
I mean, rap music is as old as military cadences, okay? It's like what they would actually use raps to help keep the marchers in step.
You're right. You're exactly right.
So it's not necessarily the genre or the feel of it that people don't like. It's the content. And unfortunately, the content of rap music has a lot of the N-word in it. And so it's not a good thing. There's no justifiable reason to use it. Now, all that to say, Joe, in these literary works that people have, do we ban these books just because it has any stories because it has an N-word in it? No, we don't. So this is an exercise in some self-righteous, definitely selective outrage, butt-hurt nonsense. Is that all this stuff is that only promotes insecurity, if anything?
Well, the way I see it, and when I talk to some of these people, it makes them feel good about themselves. It makes them feel like they're doing something. I know I'm going to get hate mail for this, but it almost makes it or proves to you how condescending they are. They're going to help the little black boy to make sure nobody reads his book, and we'll take care of you. We'll make sure nobody calls you that N-word. We'll just make sure it doesn't happen. Give me a break.
I'll tell you what, as I said before, pride and insecurity are two sides of the same coin.
Yeah.
And they're stroking both. And this idea that it's just like you said, it's very condescending. Black folks need to be protected and coddled as if we can't do this on our own. And once again, Joe, I make no justification for the usage of the N-word. I don't do that. I don't use the word ever. I don't like it when people use it. I don't like it when people try to say, well, there's white N-words too and stuff like that. It's like, no, that's garbage. The reason why is because whenever you assume that somebody else can be the N-word, all that you're saying is that person is just as low as a black person. Because nobody uses the N-word without thinking about a black person, period.
Yes,
so I make no justification for the word. But this approach to it is not constructive at all. It's just, once again, it's just another one of those things that makes it look like black people are this special case of weak-minded and weak constitution people who can't handle, you know, these things that happen in history.
You think, here, I'm going to do a lot of hate mail too. You think that we should go through the books and we should take out terms like wetback, guinea, dago? What do you think? I mean, all those hurtful, nasty words. I mean, I grew up listening to that all my life. I'm not wanting to beat anybody up over it. There's stupid people everywhere. Right?
Right. take them out. No. It's like one of those things where it's like, move on from it.
Yeah.
People are taking the wrong approach. You know, I don't want to kick a dead horse here, but they're taking the wrong approach in this PC narrative and looking out for people's feelings and stuff like that. We should understand that these things have happened in our past, and let's not keep repeating it. And these stories, a lot of times people keep drumming this stuff up. You know, and then just like you said, they want to beat their chest and act like they're the most virtuous people in the room. Because
look what
they
I did for you.
Right.
I'm on your side.
Just gotta stop.
Look what I did for you. I'm on. Say what they do with the BLM people. I'm going to walk with them and show them we're in solidarity. Why are you beating me? I'm on your side, right? We saw that happen. It's like, how stupid can you be? This is hundreds and hundreds of years of these kind of things. Look at what Hitler did with the English. Signed the peace agreement. What happened? Start bombing them. Like, wow. How stupid are you? Oh, okay, we got to go to break. You're winding me up here. Joe Mazzilli, your host, be back in a few minutes. Joe's not going anywhere.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein. It actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Now is not the time to travel.
That's the latest message from the Centers of Disease Control asking Americans not to travel for Thanksgiving. The CDC says the safest way to celebrate the holidays is with the people in your household until a vaccine is widely available. There have been many questions about those vaccines and whether they're being rushed to the market. Dr. Anthony Fauci says that isn't an issue. According to the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, the speed with which these vaccines were developed is a testament to the technologies being used.
The process of the speed did not compromise at all safety, nor did it compromise scientific integrity. It was a reflection of the extraordinary scientific advances in these types of vaccines, which allowed us to do things in months that actually took years before.
This is USA Radio News.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight, and I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
They caused an explosion.
Is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man has no...
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. I really do appreciate the time you guys spent with us on the air and in the chat room. I'll be back in a minute. There you go. Get a lot of equipment, don't you? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you spend with me. But I really like when Alfonso Rachel, we love when we refer to him as Zoe. Zoe joins us. He's the host of the Zopian Den Anti-Fuddy-Duddy Bible Study and the Zoloft. And you know what? He does. You're a multi-talented guy. I'm almost feel ashamed to be here in your presence.
Oh, come on, man.
And that beautiful drum set. I mean,
it is pretty foxy, ain't it?
Yeah, it is. It is. I mean, you can have all the boys over between the guitars and the drums and everything else. You can have a jam session. They don't have to bring anything but their bodies.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, just bring them cabinets, and we're ready to rock.
All right, so let's just finish up with this real quick. And one of the things you and I were talking about during the break, which is, you know, every group has that word or group of words that are very derogatory to that. And I won't use them now because there might be some young kids in the car, and I don't want them hearing some of these words. Let their parents deal with it. But if we don't... Burying these words, burying these things... doesn't really help us move forward in a positive way, does it?
No, and the thing is that there's two extremes of it. You know, you have the select, we've talked about the selective outrage of picking certain so-called works, or works, let's call them works, that have the N-word in it. They're not upset, they're upset about these things, but not upset about these things that have the N-word in it. Or then there's the other extreme of the theory of desensitizing. A lot of people in the black community think that if you say the N-word over and over and over again, it'll lose its meaning, it'll lose its value, which is absolutely insane. Okay? It's like, okay, so this is what's going to happen, and this is what does happen. You keep putting out a bunch of content that has the N-word in it, and then white people who actually like, or any color, like the music, and then they go around starting to sing this music. They're singing along to it.
I didn't think of that.
Right? They're singing this music, and then black people want to turn around and accuse white people of saying the N-word when they gave them the music that says the N-word that invited them to come and say it in the first place.
That I paid for to get.
Right? And they're still complaining that they can't make it in America when the hip-hop industry is like a gazillion-dollar industry.
Oh, yeah.
They make all this money Doing what? Saying the N-word.
You know, I have a field day with this stuff. I'm so glad you're with me, because when I say this stuff, I get beat up the next day. But it's so true. You look at, you know, you look at all these things going on, and it is almost like the Dems or the liberals. They kind of tell you how they're going to take care of you, you know, because you're so downtrodden. You're so you go, wait a minute. To your point, have you looked at the music industry? Okay, have you looked at, you know, some of the pro sports industries? Give me a break. Let's get away from this and let's start moving towards real equality. But to your point, I know you want to go here, so I'm going to beat you to the punch, right? The only way you get true equality is when you really understand God. That's when you get true equality and an understanding of where we're at. So, hey, listen, you know, you made a comment to me earlier about backing the badge, right, or backing the blue, if you would, because it seems like what have we been on an 8 year? Well, Trump has turned that around. We've been almost a decade's roll about beating on the cops because it's just terrible, racist. You know, Sheila Jackson Lee says, you know, young white cops get up in the morning and they go hunting young black men. It just, how does that help anything?
I laughed, man, because I thought you were going to say 8 year lockdown, because it feels like we've been locked down.
I know, right?
But, you know, and speaking of like Sheila Jackson and talking about, you know, hunting black men, you know, it's like right off the bat in the black community, we're taught to be insecure. It's like there was an article, it's been around for a little bit, you know, saying that I have to teach my son that when you get pulled over by cops, you know, this is what, as a black, you know, young man, this is what you have to do. It's like, no, as a young man, as a young woman, old man, old woman, it doesn't matter. If you get pulled over by the cops, this is what you should do. It doesn't matter what color you are. It doesn't matter what age you are. That's for anybody to understand. But because they're being taught as young and black, you have to do this. Right there, they're already programming their kid to be insecure about being black. Right? It's like, do you guys understand what it is that you're doing? This is one of the reasons why the black community is the most insecure community in America. It's because we're taught to be insecure while telling us that we need to be proud to be black. Do you see how confusing that is? It's like, you got to be proud to be black. It's beautiful, but I want you to be really insecure about it because there's something wrong with you for being black and you can get arrested for it. It's like, come on.
I grew up in the 70s, and everybody was walking around with the fist going, black and beautiful, man, right? And when the white folk did it, I always felt like they were kind of apologizing for something, right?
Yeah.
Like letting you know, oh, no, it's cool to be black. It's like, are you serious?
It's cool to be, man, it's cool to be alive. You know, if you're alive, you can...
Do these people realize how condescending they're being?
Right.
I mean, right? I mean...
Yes.
It's okay, dude. You're black. You don't need a license to, you don't need ID to vote because we know you're too stupid to know how to get one. Right? I mean, it just makes me crazy.
Yes.
Oh, God bless.
You got the Democrats who are still thinking that today. And it's in this whole not knowing how to vote, the poll test, the poll taxes, or the litmus test to be able to vote. That was all established by the Democrats anyway. They're the ones who did that, made crazy voting tests, put on taxes to make it difficult for black people to go to vote in the first place. This stuff comes out of that, and they're still trying to use that goofy logic today and try to blame Republicans for it. And it's so sad, man, when you do have, and it's not necessarily the black community's fault, like we're too stupid to know the difference. Man, the Democrats strike just like the serpent in the Garden of Eden. They move quickly.
Yeah.
They make sure that they get to the kids and start wiring the way that they think the second they can get their hands. That's why they want them in them schools. They want them in them public school where the Democrats rule. Yeah. They want them there, and they start conditioning them to start thinking askew.
No, I think you're 100% on. I think you're right on. I always talk about the fact that if you go all the way back to the Jim Crow laws, one of the reasons they didn't want you to educate black people was because they knew that once they got educated, they would figure out a way to get out of the situation they were in. So now we're into a situation where we're dumbing down young kids for the last couple of decades. They don't know how to get out of the situation they're in. They think all they have to do is they don't even know that when you properly elect a president, you can't just protest him out of office. It doesn't work that way, right?
Yes, absolutely. I'm sorry. I was just going to say, and the thing is, Joe, the Democrats, for the Democrats, the black community is the most highly prized. That's why they use blacks for everything. No matter what policy that they want to get through, they are the ones responsible for maintaining the strife of the black people. Like, there was slavery before them, but Democrats wanted to keep it going, and they wanted, and they know that if they can control the black community, they have a lot of leverage on controlling everything else. They are obsessed and sick with wanting to keep ownership of the black community, and with that, they have so much control over everything from elections to COVID to taxes to social policy, abortions, gay marriage, immigration, you name it. They use us for that.
You know, you look at the media, and who is the media catering to? Who are they holding up? Look at the information that it just broke in the last day or two about Hunter Biden. I mean, they can prove that he had direct wire transfers from the Chinese government.
Wow.
Okay? And have you heard that on mainstream media anywhere?
No. That's why I listen in for your shows, y'all. I'm just now finding this out.
That's good. Thank I like you. That. I like where you rolled that right in there. I've even as of late, I can't watch Fox anymore because the way things are being reported. And think about the power that the media has over all of America, really.
Oh, yeah, man. And they want to accuse Republicans of being Nazis and Hitler. Man, Hitler had control over the media. That's one of his biggest weapons to do the damage that he did. And they're rolling with it, Joe. Man, it's like they're calling Biden, you know, they're going with it. Biden, president-elect. It's like these are people who say that a man can call himself a woman and people are supposed to roll with it. So if they just keep calling Biden the president-elect, we're just supposed to just
roll with it. Yeah,
that's right. Just go with the programming, man.
Oh, I know Biden phones don't sound as good as Obama phones, though. It doesn't have the same ring to it.
Yeah.
Although he's not going to know. They're going to stick him in a closet somewhere and say, "Here, Joe, play with these." You know?
Wait a minute, but Kamala phone has a nice ring to it.
I am trying to be good. Jesus, I'm sorry for the thought that just went through my mind, but I'm good.
Oh. All right. Take your thoughts captive in Jesus' name, Joe.
I did.
Take your thoughts captive.
No, I did captivate them because it didn't come off my tongue into the microphone, so I did. I did a good job at that. Oh, God. All right, so when we come back, you know, I hate catchphrases, and you know that about me. I hate these little, you know, what is it? Happy wife, happy life. But this stuff just makes me crazy. What the heck does God is above our politics mean when he's the creator of all? You'll have to explain that to me when we come back. Joe Mancini, your host. Not go far. At least I'm not. We'll be right back.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
We are back. Sheldon, senior host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-55. Let me just bring him on because I'm having a ball with him. I love when he's on with me. Alfonso Rachel, who we lovingly refer to as Zoe, is with me. He's with me every week. He's the host of the Zopian Den, Anti-Fuddy-Duddy Bible Study. I don't know. Do you have a mug club they can join?
A mug club? Yeah, sure. Why not? I mean, if you want to have one of these open so you can toast proper to the Most High when we get our study up.
You know, we were talking about how the left panders to the black community. I'm just going to lay this out there. So I'm watching, I have a TV over my shoulder for breaking news and stuff like that. And I have noticed in the last few months especially, but now really a whole bunch, all of a sudden, all TV commercials have black people in them. And they have gay couples in them. And they have mixed race. I'm going, okay, you want to talk about this disingenuous? Did what happened? The CEO of Disney wake up 2 months ago, oh my God, we've left all the black people out of our commercials. Right? Oh my God, how come we have the lesbians in this commercial? Give me a break. This is pandering, and it's high. And you should be insulted if you're any part of any one of those groups, right? Am I overthinking this or what?
Not at all. And you know, I mean, actually, one, hats off to them in this respect. And this is something that it would have been great if conservatives were more behind the ball on this. But it's like they keep giving Democrats the rope and the yards to be able to do these things. It's good. It's good to see commercials with people from all walks of life.
Right.
To represent America, you know, and for a long time it has. And that's why we say, man, Hollywood is racist. We've been trying, and they're run by Democrats. And for years, who did you see in all the commercials and all the shows? You see white people featured,
yeah,
because that was their vision of America.
Yeah, blonde haired, blue eyed white people.
Right.
Let's not stop.
Who runs Hollywood? That's the Democrats who've been doing that. But and so it's a good thing. But here's the problem with it, Joe. The thing is that just like I said earlier, they use blacks to push through everything else, especially when it comes to everything that they do is ungodly, and they're using blacks for that. If you're going to say, well, look at this is America. Look at black people and interracial couples and stuff like that. Well, if it's going to be fair for them, then we should be able to have gay people, right? If you can have, so they use black people to gain sympathy votes for the LGBT community. That's what they used us for. So this commercial has really, these commercials and stuff like that has nothing to do with them wanting this vision of America where it's all multicolored. No, they used us to promote sexual conversion. I mean, perversion.
Yeah, they know marketing 101. You target your audience. Who are you looking for, right?
Yeah.
Depending on the shows, depending on the time of day it is, the neighborhoods that these shows are showing in. It's just amazing to me. And I'm not surprised. But it's amazing to the length that they go to. All right, back to my cliches that I hate. God is, you know, they drive me nuts. It's like feeding a rabid animal. God is above our politics. You know how many people use that as an excuse, right? When you try to have a political conversation. Last I checked, God created politics. He created government. He created that soil you're standing on. What say you?
Amen, man. And it's, you know, it's like, why would God bless us? This is a God-given republic, man, acknowledged by the founding fathers that people have God-given rights. And these rights have been established by God for a long, long time. Why would God give us these rights and then be like, I'm above your politics? No, God is, he should be. That's a way to get people to leave God out of our politics, and that's one of the biggest problems that we're having right now. You know, when people are conditioned to believe that God has nothing to do with our recourse, you know, you don't take God into the voting booth with you. Well, then we're going to vote away our liberty. And one more thing I would add to that, those lines of cliches, Joe, is when people say that, you know, God is neither a Republican or a Democrat. I wish pastors would stop saying that, because it's nothing but a self-righteous applause line. Because I tell you what, Joe, when you have these churches and they do have Democrats in them and they do have Republicans in them or people who have their biases, you know who's going to applaud the most for that line is going to be Democrats. They love it. They love to hear pastors say God is neither a Republican or a Democrat. And that should be a clue to anybody that these worldly, satanic, godless Democrats would love that, because they don't want people to associate the Most High with Republicanism. Here's why, Joe. Here's really quick. This is why. God is not interested in our so-called democracy, because democracy basically means what's popular. And what's popular to us is a bunch of self-righteous nonsense. And that's what we vote for. And we assume that we can vote away the rights that God gave us. However, God, as a Christian, God is our constitution. It's a republic. We're represented. We have a represented body of government, a represented republic. Well, Jesus is our highest representative. Jesus himself is our constitution. Jesus himself is our constitutional republic, which makes God very, very Republican. So people need to stop saying that to get an applause line from their pastors. Yeah. And that way people are motivated to know where to go the right way, not voting for people, but voting for a principle.
Yeah, it's fairly funny. I tell people, I do get in these conversations from some of my friends about, look, I belong to the Republican Party because they most line up,
yes,
with my principles, okay? But I don't vote straight Republican. There are many Democrats that I know that are God-fearing, God-loving. They just don't understand. I mean, truly, they don't understand. You know, they've grown up like my family, right? They all vote Republican. I don't get it. But they're registered Democrats. I guess it's in the DNA, or that's what they're in Massachusetts. I guess it's the only way you can register. okay? But they all vote Republican, they talk Republican. But go back to your pastor's comment, okay? The pastors aren't going to change. The guys that use that term from the pulpit are the same guys that watch what they say every week because they don't want to chase away that money. I mean, they don't want to chase away the their constituents. Now, for clarity for some of you listening, the church needs money to operate. Okay, so I'm not making fun of churches that collect money. You got to pay the electric bill. You know, those seats that your little cushy tushy is on. Okay, somebody's got to buy those. Somebody's got to clean them. Somebody's got to maintain them. So I don't have a problem with that. But these are the same guys that, you know, wouldn't play unplanned at their church because they didn't want to play around with political stuff. I don't know how abortion is political, but, you know, you can't expect them to deal with this. And what they're going to say, a lot of these guys are going to say, if Biden wins, they're going to say, well, that was God's will, okay, and we just have to deal with it. Instead of saying, where were you people? Did you go out, as the word says, and find godly people to run? Or did you just sit on the couch and go, okay, God, just tell me what button to press. You know, whatever happens, well, I won't go because whatever happens is what you want anyhow. Yeah. I didn't want to strangle that person. Forgive me, Jesus. I didn't mean it the way it sounded.
It is quite frustrating. Yes, indeed it is.
So, anyway, but again, back to the pastors in the pulpits. You know, I don't know how many people know it, but the pastors in this country gave up television. Because when television was first becoming big, and the NBCs of the world, if you would, or the TV, were approaching these guys, because look, they had content, right? And the country was perceived as being a Christian nation. What better thing to do than have gospel singers and pastors and a clean, wonderful message coming across that television set? And they turned it down. They said it was the devil's tool. You know, they do that with everything, and then they hide their little flocks in their churches. So until they step up, until Christians step up and do what God told them to do based on the Word, you're going to have a... I'll be nice. President Harris, you're going to have. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, man. That's amen, man. That's exactly what has happened. And we've allowed the devil to just run amok as far as that goes because we stepped out of the way. And now we see, you know, I'm looking at, you know, Christians and churches and conservatives. Now all of a sudden they're praying, right? Pray for President Trump. Pray for victory. And so like, why are y'all praying now? Why did y'all choose to start praying now? We should have been praying before. Right? And not just for President Trump. It's like, why only for President? It's like, you really want to pray fervor. You really want to show that you're strong in prayer. You got to have the ability to pay for Biden, too.
You got to have the ability for
Harris. It's like, you got to pray for them to receive the Holy Spirit. It's not praying to reward them. It's not, oh, God, we hope that they get an office and we hope they have this wonderful stuff. It's like, no, you're praying for them to receive his counsel. Receive his truth.
I can't pray for him to strike them down. No.
Well, you know, you can't. It's like, hey, Lord, if they ain't going to listen to you, drop the hammer. Yes, of course.
Yeah. But you made a great point, though. It's almost like people start praying after the fact. Mm-hmm. You know, like, look at what's going on. Well, not pray before the fact. God, illuminate what they're going to do before they do it. Illuminate the evil. Show us where it is so we can go. You know, we'll show up in 20 cars and turn our headlights on as they're taking those boxes out of the van. I mean, we don't do that, to your point. You know, we shrug it off. God, if it be thy will, let whatever happens, happens. Amen. Go and get my food. I mean, what we do. There's no directions, no guidance. You're not asking for guidance at that point in time.
That's right. That's right.
Anyway,
and we're watching these people do this crazy stuff, man, and just totally flipping the script on everything. They're just announcing Biden as he's the president elect, and all of a sudden they love the electoral college.
Oh yeah,
they've been whining about the electoral college for years. Now all of a sudden they love it.
Oh yeah, yeah, because Mr. B might get in. Hey, tell people where to find you quick.
Thanks, man. I'm at bronzeserpentmedia.com, and they can catch my content there and all my contacts.
And you need to go there, and you need to check out the Bible studies. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. A lot more coming up after the break. Zoe, always fun having you with me. Back in a little bit, people. Don't go far.